Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
Hey, what's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, and we are excited to have this Fixed Ops mastermind himself inside of the cafe today. We cannot wait to be Brewing Solutions with all of you and pouring out what this incredible solutionary has inside of his cup today. But we want to make sure that we get plenty of people up inside of here. So do yourself a favor, do us a favor, and make sure that we do honor our incredible guests and tag a car guy,
tag a car gal, and share. That's right.
Get the word out, everybody. We got to make sure that we do honor the one that's in here. And it has been like a long time coming to get him in on this day.
We've been planning this for a minute. We've been just missing each other. We finally got it locked in when I was at Business Bourbon and Cigars, and we sat down. We were like, let's do it now. Let's just get it on the calendar. And we got it on the calendar. I'm so excited that he's here. He is in the back room waiting to come in. We're excited to announce him. I think some of y'all have probably seen the post. You probably know who we're talking about. But this person is somebody that is a true solutionary. Somebody's out there making a difference. Somebody's always doing more than he should because that's what he does. This guy is an example to all of us on how to be better, how to be a leader, and how to find solutions for your dealership. So I cannot wait to announce him. I can't wait to get him on the screen. I'm pumped up about today. We're going. We're ready to have him on. I can't wait to see him again. But folks,
y'all ready? I know y'all ready. Shelly's over here ready. What's going on, Shelly? Cheers to you.
Cheers, Shelly.
And cheers to you, Fred. Cheers. We are excited to finally have this solutionary inside of the cafe, and we want to make sure that we open up the door for him.
We've had so many amazing people already put some comments in here, even starting from yesterday when I made this announcement. Can't wait for this one. Ed is one of the most genuine people I've ever met, and let's face it, I've met many, and she puts a peace sign. Let's brew. Now, that is April Simmons. And if y'all know April Simmons, she's a phenomenal marketing genius. She's all the way out in Arizona doing some amazing things. But she takes her time to make sure wherever Ed is and people who are part of that group, she always shows up to those things because she knows she's going to bring back value to her store. Mm-hmm. Value to her store. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm excited to talk about it. This guy right here. He is amazing.
Valuable brew. Let's go ahead and get this rocking and socking. Everybody, help us to make welcome the one,
the only,
Ed Roberts.
There he is.
Sipping on solutions.
Brewing solutions and sipping on them.
Right. Good morning, guys.
What's going on, brother? Welcome to the party. We're happy that you're here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, getting caffeinated up a little bit so we can get rolling.
That's right. That's right. Got to get that cooking. I'm with you, brother.
Super pumped up, man.
Welcome to the show. So glad that you could be here with us. And man, where are you at today? Looks like you're doing work. You're at workplace, huh?
I'm in sunny St. Augustine, Florida, and just happen to be lucky enough to call it work.
Gotta love St. Augustine. How did everything go after the storms over there? I heard there's a little bit of water.
We was blessed for us as far as the dealership, our team, everybody around our team. The coast got a little bit of flooding, but for all of us and our team, we was blessed to dodge most everything. A little bit of power outage, a little bit of flooding. But nothing like Southwest Florida. My heart goes out to those guys. It's a tough situation down there for sure.
It really
absolutely
is.
Absolutely. And our heart goes out to everybody going through that. Please do what it is that you can. Give where you can. Your time, resources, whatever. Just join forces with those that are trying to make a difference in bringing back restoration to our brothers and sisters that are dealing with the storm. But inside of that, understanding that there are brighter days, and we are seeing those right now because we finally have Ed inside of the cafe. So happy that you're here, brother. We have had the chance to rap with you a little bit, talk with you a little bit, hear from you, pouring out to others. And like Fred was talking about with April. There are so many people that are thankful that they get the chance to hear from you, to glean from you, and learn from you. But one of the most said characteristic of Ed that I've heard and seen so far has been how humble you are. And brother, you got a lot of knowledge packed inside of that head of yours, and you pour it out so much, but you do it humbly. And that's something that we honor, sir. So glad that you're here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And yes, I do try to be humble, and I try to keep my mouth shut in a lot of situations, because ultimately I've never learned anything by speaking. Ooh. But when I do learn something, I want to be able to give that back. So that's when we connect like this stuff here. And yes, this has been a long time coming, but I'm ready.
Awesome. Man, we're excited. We are pumped up, my friends. But before we do anything,
you know what we need to do.
We just need to make sure that people get educated on these three F-bombs, Lou.
That's right. These are the F-bombs that won't offend your mom. And we want to make sure that we all do those together. And that's by applying those three F's so that we can keep growing in the biggest room in the world, which is
the room for improvement. That's right.
That's right, everybody. So we're going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. We're going to focus on where it is that we're going, who it is that we got in the cafe, and what we can do. And we're going to stretch out. We're going to fly so that we can keep growing, So Ed, help us out real quick as we get ready to really get this five-liner underway, and forgive, focus, and fly with us. What's going on, Don Brady, a professional at forgive, focusing, and flying? Love and honor that solutionary right there. But help us out on three, Ed. Hands on the shoulders. Let's get this going. One, two, three. Forgive,
focus,
fly,
and keep growing.
Now we're ready to talk and ask some questions and get to know you a little bit more, share your story with our audience, with this automotive group of people that just need encouragement, man. I'm telling you, the future of automotive is great when we have leaders like Ed inside places where he's doing it. Man, Ed, thank you so much for being here, brother. I'm excited. Folks, if you guys don't know and already know that this gentleman is the chief operating officer at Bozard Ford in Lincoln over in St. Augustine, Florida, one of the prettiest places in the whole world, right? And he gets to do business there, but he gets to do it in a great way. He produces huge numbers, and we're about to figure out why he does all these things. And let's start with the first question. Matter of fact, Ed, our very first question we're going to ask you, and it's one of my favorite questions at all. Actually, they're all my favorite questions, but this one really is a deep one. And I think Simon Sinek said it best when he said, it all starts with the why. So what is your why? What drives you? What makes you want to get up every day, put that smile on, and go put those shoes on and go out there and just crush your day every single day? What is that?
Well, like you said, everybody has that why. And connecting with those people and finding out what their why is allows us to be able to allow them to perform and learn what their strengths are. But my why is absolutely my family. My daughter is my why. That's why I do what I do. And the life would certainly be different without her. But ultimately, it's not without her. And she is truly my why. And if it wasn't for her, it would certainly be something else that ties the family as well. But it's all family. That's why we do what we do.
That's right.
That's so good. And such a common characteristic for solutionaries is rooting to their family. I know so many people don't really have much motivation until they have somebody depending on them, somebody to love and encourage them, and then ultimately somebody to share the joy with and share some of the tragedy with. Right.
Absolutely. It's
so, so important that we do have them. And brother, we can tell that you have those roots.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Is that it's not just the family that you build in the home front, but you also build a family inside of the industry. You build a family inside of your workplace. You build a family in the community of car guys and car gals, right? You're a regular face amongst all of those movers and shakers in the industry that are trying to better upshift and uplift the industry as a whole. And brother, we just appreciate you for bringing your family to us, because
it all ties together.
That's right. We consider you family. So thankful.
It does. We got a lot of family on here right now. Don Brady. What's up, Don Brady? My man. I love some Don Brady. If y'all don't know Don, y'all need to go check him out. He's amazing. Ship your car now. Man, I tell you what, I know who this is. The Eagles right there. That is my man, Jerry Padrick. great dealer out there in the Carolinas doing his thing. Love you, brother. Thanks for joining us this morning. We also got Stefan Wozner saying, great job, Ed. That's right. And then we have one more Facebook user says, good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
Folks, thank you all for being here. Keep sharing this out. Let people know that we have Ed inside the cafe today, and we're about to bring some knowledge. He just dropped his why. It's his family. And I think that we all relate to the family, right? We all relate what it's like to really have a purpose. I know that I use that. I remember I tell people the story and I train with the story is every time that I didn't want to do something, every time I was on the sales floor. So when I looked out and I saw an up and it was a hot day, they pulled up in a Buster car and I'm like, man, I don't know if they could buy. I would think about what would my wife think? What would my son think right now? Would they think I'm being lazy or would they think I'm working hard? And it would make me go after it up every single time. It would make me answer the phone every single time. It would make me help move cars around the lot every time they asked us to. I wasn't lazy because I thought about my family. Now, if I'm at work, why am I here? Why am I away from my family? You got to go into that. Why? Because I'm here to make money. That's why I'm here to serve. I'm here to be the best version of me. I'm not here to embarrass my family. I'm here to make my family proud. So that is a big why. So I love that it's your why, Ed, and I could tell because you always exude love, right? You exude a smile. You exude all the things that I absolutely love, and I know that's because of your family, brother, and you're blessed to have the family you have, brother.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. And what's going on? Jason Grimes, welcome to the party. Let's see. Who's this LinkedIn user? As much as we automate processes, this is still a people business, 100%.
Absolutely a people business. Yes.
That's 100%. Right. This is a people business, and many different people find themselves in this business different ways. So we're going to get to a little bit of the what.
That was Justin. That was Justin Aldridge, by the way.
What's up, Justin? Welcome to the here, welcome to the cafe. Thank you for supporting Ed. And let's find this part out because this is a question that we haven't had the chance to ask you yet in person. And usually we save these questions for the show, but we want to know, Ed Roberts, what is it that brought you to automotive?
So that story gets a little bit deeper than just my why. My why is extremely clear. What brought me to automotive is a lot of guys out there that's listening to this knows this element of it, but I came up in very humble beginnings. And when I say that, I was missing a lot of elements of my family for different reasons. So that's why my why is as strong as it is. But really, I stumbled into the car business just needing a job, needing to make something happen, needed to. And I liked things that worked and whatever else, but I didn't really know much about it. And I went to a car dealer and says, I need a job. And didn't work out there. It started to, then it didn't. And because they said yes to begin with, I said, well, I'll try another one. And I ended up at another car dealer as a tech apprentice and just grew from there. And my life has changed in different ways than I would have ever imagined going into that and getting started there. Because certainly I had goals when I got in the car business. And I said, right. If I get here, I'm good. If I get here, I've arrived. We've never arrived. And as long as we look at it from that standpoint, that the goal is only the goal until the next goal. And when you get there, you set the next one and you set the next one and you keep looking forward and you keep getting better.
And that's so on the money. That is so right. Here's the deal. As Ed's telling you, he came in as an apprentice, but he started from an apprentice, which is a great place. That's why I want people to hear me one more time. This business is great because you can come in as an apprentice and you can work your way through so many different things. He went from being an apprentice to a master technician, shop foreman. He was a technical service engineer for Ford. He store manager, service manager, fixed ops director. Come on, folks. I could keep going. And currently, he's the chief operation officer for the group now. That's COO. Think about that. He went from an apprentice all the way up to that level.
Started at $5 an hour.
That's my point, right? And this business is wonderful. The people in this business are great. But you know what? He didn't just do it because he got lucky. He had to put work in. He had a why. He thought about his family every time he didn't want to do something. Every time he needed a purpose, he used it for drive. All the way to the purpose of what automotive does. We're lucky that we got you in automotive because you could have went into many different businesses and done really well. I know it. That's your heart. But you got into this industry and you made it better. You made a dealership. Every dealership you've been better. Every person you met had a better opportunity to have a better service for their vehicle or whatever they were looking for. You were taking care of them. And that is what's so great. I know there's big fans out there. We got Aaron Sparks. Shout out to her. She's fantastic. She's somebody that I know can understand what that's about. We also, once again, enjoy the journey. Car business is awesome from Stefan. I love this, man. And it's so right. Automotive needs people like you. You out there listening to what he's saying. Remember, it doesn't matter. You could start from the bottom. Now we're here, right? But he's not even here yet, and he's never going to be here because every time he gets here, he knows that there's more. He sees a peak, gets to a peak, there's another peak right there to go to, right? That is what's so beautiful about what we do in this industry is that there's opportunity to constantly reach new peaks. And if you keep looking for those peaks, that's when you become the COO of a company, not just a foreman, which is a great position, not dogging. Just saying, if you have goals and aspirations, you got to keep looking for the next peak. I love that.
We're on a journey. It's not a destination.
Amen. Amen. And that's what's so great. And as we go along the way and we're doing all this stuff, we go from knowing what your why is to what got you in this industry. There's also people along the way that have mentored you. We do things and we're great and we're smart people, but we need people in front of us to show us the light sometimes. Somebody to encourage us, pat us on the back. I know I've had people like that in my life. For you, who have been some of your greatest mentors all the way up to today?
I would give Charlie Waters that. I have several mentors, but Charlie is the one that gave me my opportunity in this business.
Wow.
And in that interview, he says, what do you want to do in 5 years? I said, I want to take your job from you. And most people would be intimidated by that. I don't think he was intimidated. I think he kind of laughed at me a little bit. And he says, you got a lot to learn to be here. But ultimately, he gave me the opportunity. And all he did was crack the door open. And then when he cracked the door open, you just knock it off the hinges and go make it happen. But I have numerous mentors. But one thing that's even better than having mentors is getting the opportunity to be a mentor. And when you can give back, that's huge. That's
right. I agree, and I couldn't agree more. I think that becoming a mentor is a great responsibility. It's, to me, teaching is the best way to grow. I think that when you get to a certain level, you need to pour out into others. And when you do, it'll hold you more accountable to your own actions, how you react to things, how you do things. You'll pay attention to it more because you have people watching now. You have people who are looking to you and how to do it. And we want them to do it right. So we're going to do it right. And we're going to hold ourselves to even a higher standard than we ever have. So mentorship both ways is beautiful. Whether it's you getting the mentorship or you giving the mentorship, it's powerful either way. And I'm glad that you said that because a lot of people talk about not just who their mentors were, but also they don't talk about the fact that they get to mentor. And I think that you get to mentor quite a bit, which is a beautiful thing, being in the position that you're at. Thus is why Bozart's killing it over there, man. I'm excited to hear that. You know, with the mentorship, big shout out to your man. I love that you got a good shout out. You've come along the way. Who have been some people? I'm going to just put a part B. Who have been some people that you know that you've been able to mentor that you see do some amazing things now?
They're all over the place. They're here. They're out in the industry. And it is cool because sometimes I've been walking through stores or a restaurant or whatever, and somebody that's worked for me before will walk up to me and introduce me to his wife because he wasn't married at the time and whatever, and they tell their wife, this is the guy that gave me the opportunity. And when you hear those kind of things, that's gratifying.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show.
But I have people here. When I moved into this role as COO, it wasn't that I had to go find somebody to replace me. It's about growing the ones underneath you so that it's just the next step up. It's the next step up. A lot of times we talk about millennials and Gen Zs don't want to work and the world's coming to an end and this, that, and the other. They don't want to work when they don't know what tomorrow looks like. As long as they know what tomorrow looks like, they're reaching for it. And even though there may be a goal out there they can chase after, that next position they can chase after, they know what they got to do to get there. They may put forth the effort because they want to get there, but sometimes they're just good here. But without this being there, they kind of lose their why of why they do it. So you always got to keep that goals out in front of those guys. And so they're notorious here. I have Matt Norris that took over my role. I have John Douglas that started here as an advisor and is now one of my service managers. I have Crystal that now runs my mobile department. Let's talk about Brent. I have a 24-year-old shop foreman. Not long ago was going through my tech development program. And a lot of times we take shop foremans and they're the guy that's kind of winding their career down a little bit. Nothing against them. Let's use that talent and make the most of it. But he's so much of a progressive thinker.
I love that.
And raises the level of others around them. And I can go on and on with people outside of here and people here. But when you can give back and they look up to you and ask for advice and they take that and run with it, or they say, hey, let's look at it from a different angle. And they challenge you as well. Then we all grow from those things.
Boom. That is a mic drop. Everything that he just said there, because it's powerful. I love that you talked about a 24-year-old shop foreman. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people think, what? That's young. No, it's not. There's no such thing as age limits. It's ability and what they want to do. Like, it's, if you stop people from doing what they want to do, eventually they're going to leave. They're going to go somewhere else that'll allow them to do that. I think at a 24-year-old shop foreman that has skill, like you just talked about, can be very crucial for you to have success in today's market. We have to be able to speak the language of the new customers. And if you have the right people in there that understand what's happening and why they want it a certain way, they're going to work a little bit smoother that way. They're going to use technology. Let me just tell you, they're going to use videos. They're going to make sure that all these things that we want our customers to have right on. So powerful. Speaking, we were at Business Bourbon and Cigars. We're doing the round tables. And it was on the last day. And we're doing a lot of stuff about fixed stops that morning. And what a great morning that was. That's all. It's all fresh to me. I know some stuff about fixed stops, but sitting there and really masterminding with everybody and being, I learned so much that morning. Wow. To include what you just said right there, just understanding that level of what you need to do and how you can just flip the script a little bit and make a huge impact, but also inspire the young generation, the next generation, to be more involved in this, not just sitting in the back hoping things happen, but they're making things happen. You're showing them how to do it with the way our generation did it. And I love that, man. That's a great thing, Ed.
The key.
Those guys over at Business Bourbon Cigars, they get it, and they bring in industry leaders that we can all learn from. It's not us giving or we're hoping to pick.
No,
we
one's
all pitching, learn from each other.
No one's pitching right, anything. Right. That's the thing I love about it. And I'm not, folks, I'm really no pitch fest, 100% none. It's just straight education and edutainment. It's a great time. It's smart, intelligent people, small group setting, not overwhelming. Just the right amount of people to have a good time, but learn enough and have enough people to be able to learn a lot. So it's, wow, powerful, impactful. But having people like you there is why it's so impactful, man. Your knowledge and your experience is powerful. It's impactful. It's all those things that people need. And I'm going to pass this to Lou because I know that I've been jamming a lot. So I'm going to let Lou had something he wanted to say.
Just talking about the keys that actually open up the doors for us to all have advancement is exactly what we're leaning on right now, is that mentorship, is being able to have people that are succession minded in like saying that, listen, I want to make sure that we are sowing seeds into a generation that is going to take our position. They're going to fill it. And when there's something that people get the chance to sit inside of a seat or fill a set of shoes and be able to inherit, it's important that it comes from people that are very much about seeing an advancement of not just the company, not just an industry, not just a culture, but ultimately the growth of the people. Because like we were saying, this is a people business. If you stay in that mindset, linked in, anchored down with your why for your family, right? Inside of our family, we're always trying to build up that generation to be better than what we were. That's always, every single generation has been the same way. We want our kids to have better than what we had, right? It's the broken record that's never going to end, right? It's never going to stop. That's ultimately what family does. And in an industry where it can be crazy competitive, we can almost chop the legs out from somebody that looks like they would raise up above us. Instead, your mindset and the mindset of those that you collaborate with is to continue to pour into them until they do swell up to being stronger, more thoughtful, and at the same time, doing things that we never would have dreamed of. But like you said, give them the ball, let them run with it. And if they can take it to the next level, hallelujah. Look at the NFL. Jean-Paul Guidry highlighted the other day the important that we need to learn from these 35-year-old head coaches that are taking the game to a different level and stretching what it was that we thought the limitations were and just completely obliterating them, getting them out of the way and going to the next level. And that's so key. And we honor that you do that. But we can tell that's something that you're not just trying to keep within your home. You're trying to pour that out to everybody and encourage with that. So we appreciate that, brother.
We do. Hey, I'm glad to be a part of it. It's when you can allow someone to grow, they challenge you. And when they challenge you, everybody learns. Everybody grows. I love a good challenge.
Amen. Me too. And challenging me is the only way that I feel comfortable in life. Like I get really, when I start to get bored, I come up with all kinds of excuses why I don't want to do something. Because I just get bored. This is too easy. I never liked things that were too easy my whole life. I like things that push me a little bit, that made me wake up every day and go, how am I going to handle this?
Challenge is exercise for the mind.
It truly is. And there's nothing better than getting through that challenge and looking at the other end of it and saying, look what I just did. I can't believe that just happened. And look at all the great things that came about it. Or if I messed up completely, wow, I just messed up completely, but I tried it. What did I learn from that? What could I do better next time? And 9 times out of 10, I could become better every single time. It's rare that I ever digress. I always progress, right? And when I do that, it's a great feeling. And that is the best way to get a young person to get confidence. It's not doing things for them. It's letting them do it, make their own mistakes, but in showing them and how to do it better as they go. Hey, look, try it again, but this time try a little different. It's the only way that they're going to get better. It's just like when I was a kid and I would get like a remote control car, drive it around for a few days, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what? Let me get my screwdriver and open this thing up and let me see how I could take it apart and put it back together. I would put it back together sometimes and it wouldn't work.
Right.
So I'd take it back apart and I'd put it back and I would keep doing it until it was perfect again. But I knew that I knew how it all worked. I knew where the little motors went. I understand where wires were going. I understand joints. And it taught me so much. It really did. But I had to learn through trial and error. No one showed me. There was no manuals back in the 80s. We didn't have Google and YouTube to watch to fix things. I had to figure it out myself, but I did. I did because I went through the trials and errors and I went through and learned how to troubleshoot without knowing that I was troubleshooting. And that's the key to life, period. So I feel very blessed to be grown up during the time I was when we were still using encyclopedias that were like 10 years old, getting information out of those, right? And all those types of stuff. And or maybe going to a library that we had to drive 10, 20 miles to get to. It was a different time, but it was
get there and the page that you're looking for was missing.
Right. Nine times, brother, that has happened to me. That's so true, man. That is so true. But you know, that's the life and that's what we went through. But we are very blessed that we still can do that in today's world. We can still teach people that same way. They don't have to go to Google, but if they want to, guess what? It's quicker. It's easier. They can learn and get confidence faster than we did.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. And so using all tools from old school to new school, the new generation has great advantages compared to what we had. And I think that if they get taught by people like us on how to troubleshoot without using those things, by using your own mind and then using times when you can't go any further, to like where I would have stopped and probably like, I'm done with it or throwing away the toy because I couldn't put it back together. Now I could watch a video and I could figure it out, right? So it's all those things are important for all of us, but the tools that we have today are phenomenal. We got Stefan talking about something really quick.
Ooh, go ahead. Bam.
Says, I remember calling on Fred Bozard at the old store. Bozard Ford has come a very long way, and Ed is a very big part of that. Very forward-thinking dealership with great core values. No doubt. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And there's a reason why we're highlighting him and his company and so many things, but right on the money. And then we got Brian Ortega saying, the remote control car I had went forward and reverse until with a cord from... He had the cord one. Yeah, hey, I wasn't really a baller, you know what I'm saying, Brian? I appreciate you, dude. Whatever, man. Living out in California, talking about baller Fred. All right. So.
But seriously, there are always different challenges that we embrace, whether it's a corded remote control car or putting it back together and we don't know what's going
on. That's right.
Or we inherit an old school mentality that then we have to bring up to speed and be forward thinking and considering that years down the road, we have to be prepared for what's going to come, and the seeds that we sow today are going to affect that. But we brought up challenges. You spoke about some of the challenges that we have faced, and I want to lean into that a little bit more because we do have you on here. We want to crack open this bean a little bit more, and we want to know, Ed, inside of your career, inside of the challenges that you've had the chance to face, what for you has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn?
The hardest lesson, I can't say it was the hardest, but the longest lesson to learn is how valuable people are to you. Mm. And we think that we have to do this. We have to do that. Well, we don't have to do it ourselves. We got to do it with our team. And learning the value of people and learning what their strengths are and building the right team to where they complement each other, not where they fight, and there's infighting, is what allows us to plug forward. And that is not something you're born with. That is not a trait you're born with. It's something that you have to exercise the mind and figure those values out and connect with people and learn what their strengths are and then assemble the right pieces where they feed off of each other. because two of the same people does not make a good team. Two people with opposing strengths where they can really feed off each other. Now we're rolling. Mm-hmm. And to learn the elements of what make people tick and pair them with the right people and then watching that become a success, that's something you got to, you're always learning. And people change over time. When they change over time, maybe it's time to shift a little bit and move them around. So you have to stay fresh. You have to stay current. And I call it learning the currency of our people. Mm-hmm. And when you learn the currency, you know what their why are. You know what their is. You know what their strengths are. And some of the things with that is I can go around, I can ask somebody, hey, how's it going? And they can give me an answer. Well, that's just very cliche. Mm-hmm. If I stop, ask them, how's it going? And give me their answer. What'd you do this weekend? It was my daughter's birthday. How old is she? As I walk away from them, now I can program that in my phone and I can come back the next year and say, hey, it's Amy's birthday tomorrow. What are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. And you do that over time and it continues to compound and compound. And that's that personal connection that allows you to learn the currency. Now, all of a sudden, they're telling you the things that they're doing, and you can remind them of when their anniversary is, whatever else. And when you connect at that level, they will walk through fire for you.
Oh, they will. Oh, they will. Brother, that's good. Y'all better put that inside of your cup and sip on that, right? Because that is key stuff for leadership. Remember, we're not just trying to get the job done. Look at that. You've got a big old swig of it, right? We're not just trying to get the job done. We're trying to really develop people. And that's a fundamental piece of what it is. Ultimately, we're trying to do here in the cafe. And people like Ed and all those that we try to collaborate with are ultimately trying to do. And that's to develop people, developing themselves into people that are open and willing to learn, willing to advance themselves by way of advancing others. Mm-hmm. And the quality that you are as an individual is incredible. And yes, that value of people is key, but it's not just the job. It's definitely not the job. That's why the why is so important, because it's usually never because I am made to be a great car salesman. I am made to be a great mechanic, right? That's usually never the why that anybody ever leans into. It's always something outside of. Right. And where I believe we found ourselves in the business, and again, something that we got honestly, right? If you don't have great leadership involved, then it's hard for you to ever pull from that and then to become that. Fortunately, all of us have had great leaders inside of our life to be able to glean from, learn from, be cut on by, and be shown the way. But with that, it does find us at different places. So when I speak of different places right now, what we're talking about, everybody, we're going to take a quick moment to remind you all that next week there is a whole lot going on in Vegas, and we want to see you all inside of Vegas, and we want to make sure that you know about what promotions there are that we're putting out right now. We still have some discounts on tickets that you need to take advantage of for Digital Dealer, for Driving Sales Executive Summit, and we want to see you at the Women in Automotive event on Saturday and Sunday, and we want to make sure that we are brewing solutions with and every one of you. So make sure that you do what it is that you can do.
Let me show you guys some of these discounts. So
check this out
real fast. We got a few things discounted. So right now, this starts off with Saturday. This Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, if you guys show up, go to the Loft Cabo Wabo Cantina over at Planet Hollywood. They're having a big party starting from 6 to 9. It's Meet the Leaders. That's all of us. We're all leaders. We're going to be there. If you're there at the event, you're a leader. That means you're learning, and you're going to go back and educate. So stay there. Go show up. Have some fun. Get some social in. I'm going to tell you, the best place to network is always the after party. You learn a lot during the day, but when you really want to do business, it's not even business. It's building relationships. That's what life is about. Relationships over revenue, right? Every time, people over profit. And when you figure that out and you know that, you're going to find that all that other stuff, the revenue and profit, they work their way up too. But you have to first worry about the people and the relationships. And when you do that, you'll grow tremendously. Now, this is the event. This is how you get your tickets, right down scrolling at the bottom. You can go to this little website right here. It's for Eventbrite. They're going to be hosting the tickets. I think they're $99 a ticket, but they go to a good cause. It's for women in automotive, and we're trying to raise them up a little bit, man, because there's not enough people talking about them. Let's get it out there. Let's talk about it. But this event isn't just for women. Don't get that confused, my friends. It's for all of us.
Out there.
It's for people who support everything, but it's about education. Women in automotive need help too. They need us. They need all of us. It's not just women helping women. It's everybody helping women. It's automotive helping women grow, right? We need more women leaders in this industry. So that's the first way it kicks off, right? The next thing that happens is the very next morning, starting from 9 a.m. till noon, women in automotive are having their recharged event at the DSES, the the Driving Sales Executive Summit, and they're going to be doing 3-hour session of just great education. So be there for that. And then DSES kicks off, and that's going to be a great event. Now, if you guys want discounts for that event, check out the code CGC100 right down there. I'm going to get you $100 off your ticket for that week. So worth it. It'll save you some money. Be there. We already given away both tickets. We had 2 free tickets to give away. We've given those away. I can't wait to see everybody who shows up for that. Looking forward to it. That's going to be fun. And then right after DSES, we have Digital Dealer. Now, Digital Dealer has a promo code for us to give away too. Oop, wrong one. It's scrolling at the bottom, as you can see. It says promo code EMPROMO9. That's Echo Mike Paul Romeo October Mike October 9.
That's an October, not a zero.
Yeah, that's an October, not a zero. So just remember that, because it's not 09, it's 09, October 9. Okay, so it's EM promo 9 for $200 off your ticket. That's great. Cool. We've already given out both our passes for that too. Hey, we're going to have a great time.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to
M1-data.com
to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
M1-data.com. Let's brew!
Come on now. Back to the show. But here's what's so beautiful. While we're at that event, and it's going to be great, we have a booth. It's booth 933. Come by and see us. We're booked with our interviews, but we might be able to slide a few in. So come by and see us and see if we can get you on the schedule. All the Calendly ones that we had booked within the first hour. So thank you all so much for being supportive and wanting to be on the show and being interviewed. Can't wait to see you all there. And the laundry list of people that we have is phenomenal. Big time people in automotive. And then, of course, we're going to be hosting a room. And this room that we're going to be hosting, it's the last day. It's on the 13th. It's Thursday, starting at 10:30 Pacific. And then at 11:30 Pacific, we have 2 different sessions. It's going to be great. It's an exchange session. It's not about us speaking. It's about you all, you dealers, coming in there, getting some education, but spilling out what you do too. It's not just about what we do and what we know. And we know some things, but it's about what you know. I learn more from talking to my own clients than sharing it with the world. Like, I take things like essential duties. I learn that from Ashley Church, and I use that and I educate with that, right? And that's just one little example that I learn from everywhere I go. So make sure you guys come check us out. Like I said, it's going to be in Jamaica A at 10:30 and 11:30 on the 13th. So come by and see us. It's going to be a packed room. We're going to have a great time. It's on the very last day, and we're going to close out the event, as you can see right there. It's called Unveiling the Power of Diverse Unity. That's involving a lot of people. And we have a diverse panel of dealers out there. We got Jean-Paul Guidry, who's an owner from a pre-owned store who started from the bottom, literally started from just a couple used cars, worked his way up to selling over 100 used cars in a month, right?
Yeah. Growing. Web Doc Burke.
Woo! And he's a
Bravo Automotive.
And you guys all know Alex Flores. This is one of his general managers. He's running a couple stores down in Victoria.
He'll crack you up.
Doing amazing things. And he's one of the managers that's been there for a while, which is amazing, right? So I love that. A big shout out to Doc. And then, of course, I just mentioned her name a moment ago. The GM of Volkswagen and Marion, Ashley Church. 40 under 40. Unbelievable, like, phenomenal young lady that's just doing amazing things, generational, but just changing the way that people do business in dealerships, and really focused on that. And I love that about her. So anyway, and we're going to be doing some recruiting for her. Matter of fact, she is looking. I'm going to throw this out there. She is looking for her next sales manager. Are you it? Come out and reach out to me. If you're that person, you feel like you're ready to make a change and go somewhere that's doing it differently, I got the place for you. So reach out to us. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get back to our man.
Let's get to this,
Ed Roberts, right? So thank you for being patient, Ed, for sitting back there. We just want to throw that out there because it's all about education. It's all about learning. It's all about these events. Our exchange session is going to be like a mastermind. So we're going to formulate it very similar to the way Scott did at his thing. We're going to pick 3 subjects. We're going to focus on one, and we're going to grow with it. And we're going to just keep pushing it till we get a solution, and then we'll go on to the next subject. I take notes wherever I go. Trust me. Shout out to Scott and Sandy. Great event again. Hey. Business Bourbon and Cigars. You guys need to go check it out. I love them. They don't even pay me to say this. I'm just saying that's how dope it is. You got to go. It's amazing. So I love it. I'm excited. And man, it reaches us out all the way down. There's David Long. Love you, David. Right. What's up, brother? We'll see you tonight, 3 p.m. my time, or 3 p.m. your time, 6 p.m. ours. We'll be on his tonight. Check us out tonight. We're going to be on David Long's Zoom meeting. So be there or be square. I can't wait for that. But anyway, Love that. Relationships over revenue. Right. Yes, sir. Let's get this thing moving. We got one last question for you, bro. And that's it. And then we're all done.
No, my.
Last question is, what has been your greatest reward up to this point in your career?
So I will answer that both professionally and personally. I tell people a lot of times that leadership is a lot like parenting. We don't go beat on our kids when they can't walk or they can't ride a bike. We pick them up. We put them back on it. We encourage them to keep going.
That's right.
And we have to shift from always counseling to coaching. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's going to be some counseling, but coaching is proactive. Counseling is reactive. They've already made the mistake. They've already done. If we shift that, then we make progress. And from a personal standpoint, my daughter played lacrosse through high school and leading up to high school and played on a pretty good team. But ultimately, building that team and building off each other's strengths, and lacrosse isn't very well known here in Florida. It is certainly up in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. But being able to assemble a team that became strong nationally, we ended up number 3 last year nationally. Oh. and number 1 in the state with a state championship ring there.
Check it out.
So from a personal standpoint, it's allowing her to see in that team to see the power of teams and this, wow, to build off each other's strengths. And then for me professionally, I woke up late October, or maybe it was first part of November in 2020, the year of COVID. And first thing you do on a Monday morning is you look at automotive news, right? It's the Bible in this business. Like you break out your phone, you look at automotive news, and they have the All-Stars for 2020 in there. And I look in there, and the first one is Bill Ford, and the next one is Elon Musk, and the next one is Mr. Toyota. And I look down the list a little bit further, and about 7th on the list is none other than Ed Roberts.
That's amazing, dude. Let's cheer him on for that, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well deserved. What a list to be included on, my brother.
Absolutely. I had no clue. And it was an absolute honor to wake up to that and find that. And don't know if I was deserving of it, but somebody felt like I was, and I'll take it.
You're more than deserving of it, just so you know. Looking from the outside in, there's no doubt your reputation precedes itself. We're honored to have you on the show. And I know where your heart is. I know who you are in your heart. I can tell because every time I shake your hand, every time I look in your eyes, you have this, there's just something special about you, brother, and you deserve it.
Hey, thank you guys. I appreciate what you guys do, man. You guys bring some energy. A lot of times it's in the car business, you got these people that's been around forever and they get all gruff and, oh my God, let me tell you what's going wrong. And you guys come in and wake them up, charge them up, get them smiling, get them dancing. Man, I love the energy you guys bring to this business. It's good stuff.
Oh, man, we honor that, so brother.
And that means a lot.
Ultimately, is what we want to make sure that we do is to wake everybody up. We're not going to be the one that does your job. You're going to be the one that does your job. We just want to pour something inside of your cup that is encouraging. And I am encouraged from what it is that we're sipping on from Ed Roberts today. I know that Fred's encouraged. I know that you all that are watching have been participating with us, have been crazy encouraged for what it is that's going on inside of Ed's world. But make sure that you do share this around. Let other people know and blow him up. Absolutely, bro. Blow him up with accolades and love and your appreciation for him, because Ed is an incredible pioneer in this industry that has been moving and shaking for so long, and we all are gleaming and thankful for it. It's not just automotive news, right? It's everybody that knows anything inside of this industry.
That's
that
right.
Has heard or seen or been around anybody that's heard or seen from you has something that they can take, that they can add to their business, they can get better, and ultimately just be more fulfilled because we're doing business with people like Ed. You are an incredible individual that we are so very honored to have inside of the cafe today. We do want to welcome everybody, as David is making sure that everybody knows, way to go, Ed, right? That today on that show, everybody is welcome. So do us a favor, David, and drop the link. If you can pull up that link, drop it inside of the comments there. This way, anybody that wants to
anybody be wants part to be of that party, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, come jump in. This is a great Zoom meeting. It's for the Hansel Group, but man, it's more than that. It's a lot of people in there just inspired. Hundreds of people jump into the Zoom meeting and they're just there to have a good time. They play music to start it off with the DJ. They do it all. But then we get a chance to speak today and inspire. And thank you, Ed, for saying those nice things about us, because that's what we love doing. And that's something that, like, even David Long all the way out in California loves us to come in and host meetings for him about once a month. And I'm so honored to do. He keeps saying, what should I charge? I don't want to charge anything, David. I'm going to keep doing it because I love doing it for you and your team. You inspire me. When I leave that meeting, I feel pumped up, right? So we're excited. I do want to come out and visit the group one day, though. So let's make that happen. If you want to pay for anything, get us out there, David. We'll be happy to come out and visit you. Same thing to you, Ed. We'd love to come visit your store, just so you know. We love everything that you're doing down there. Anytime that you want, just let us know. We'd love to come visit. But folks, we just had Ed Roberts on the show. Did. We just Ed got Roberts. Some great knowledge. We just
I think it's the other way around. I just got to hang out with Fred and Lou.
that brings a big smile on my face, man. We're honored to have you. I know you're a busy guy. You probably got to get back to work, so we don't want to keep you too much longer, but we want to let you know that we love you. We appreciate everything you do. You inspire us to be better, and I know you're inspiring a lot of other people. So we are grateful to have you here. We're grateful that you spent this last hour with us, and we look forward to learning more and more about you as the years go by, brother. Keep growing, keep doing what you're doing, and I know that it's going to go a long way. Folks, if you guys are looking how to get on the show tonight,
bam,
there it is right there. So
all of that.
Nice. All of that. It's in there. Go to Facebook. Take that link.
Copy
and paste it. I promise you guys will love it. So we're excited to see you guys on the show tonight. But David, you're amazing. Thanks for inviting us to the thing. And then Ed, we appreciate you once again, and I can't wait to see you again in person, my friend. You're an amazing person, and we love everything you're doing, bro.
Likewise, guys. I greatly appreciate it. And shout out to David there, because it's 7:30 in the morning there. He got up early to join this deal.
Yeah,
he's an early riser. All straight up solutionaries. They tend to seize the day and get everything rocking and rolling. Speaking of seizing the day and taking advantage of the moment that we have, Ed, is there any last bits of wisdom, couple drops inside of the cup that you can leave out there for anybody trying to advance and do the things that you're talking about in building up a succession of people and raising them up? Any last drops of knowledge you want to give?
You always want to connect with your people. And when you connect with your people, you may not know that you become their mentor, but you become their mentor. Mm. And they mimic what you're doing because they want to be like you. And so you always got to dispel that image. Don't go out and try to be somebody different than who you really are. Be who you are and allow people to grow. And don't fear of growing your replacement, because if you're not growing your replacement, you're growing the competitor down the street. They will leave you when they stop growing. So grow the people with you. And drag them along.
Amen. Connection, connection over compliance. That is ultimately, I believe, the way forward. And brother, we honor you. So thankful. Katie Lampier, welcome to the party. What's going on? Huge inspiration and wisdom shared here every single time that we open up the cafe. We want to bring somebody that is encouraging you all and pouring something inside of your cups. So with that, we want to make sure that we keep growing and we keep moving in the right direction. We have had the incredible Ed Roberts on the show today, and we want to forgive, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing. And let's get this rocking as we get ready to make way. Let's forgive, focus, fly on 3, 1, 2, 3. Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing.
That's right.
Growing. Let's have an incredible day, everybody. We love you all. We appreciate you all. And thank you so much for being with us. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I am Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero.
And we've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with the incredible, the one,
the only, Ed Roberts.
That's right, everybody. Make sure that you have an incredible day. Share this around, and we will see you